Hi, Murray. Murray, how's your day going? Happy Monday.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in. Give me just one quick second here to get your account pulled up here in front of me. Now, are you still doing residential and commercial work?
Yes, I can.
You can.
I want the same, information of what I do.
Right. You know, all the services are still the same, right? You're still providing, residential and commercial masonry. So we had you on a campaign that had Facebook ads as well. Now, I'm going to be able to honor the same pricing because you're a former client, although we've raised our price to $299 for the exact same package. But I'm willing and able to do, you look like you're doing $249 a month. Everything, let me make sure that we've still got the correct information. So it's still L&M Masonry. That hasn't changed. The ampersand in place of the AND. And then the phone number that you want on the website, it's still the 615-608-0043?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do still have an address on file, 270 Brookridge Trail, Unit 270. Is that address?
I don't want the address shown to my customers, though.
No, of course not. Right. That my only question is, that is still an active current address for you, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
And as you well know, Google doesn't want your home address on there any more than you do, because Google doesn't want anyone driving out and knocking on your front door, because most days you're going to be out in the field. So is the Jones Murray 17 still a good email address for you?
Yes, it is. Same
it
email.
Is.
Same
okay. Same. Perfect. So we'll get everything up and going for you again here. Let me just make sure if we can still do a website for you. Landmmasonry.com. Let me see if that's what we had before.
Okay.
That's still going to be relevant for you. Now, as far as the process, it's still the same. I'm going to put in the notes here that your services are still the same. Nothing's really changed.
Except one thing. When I kept the service with y'all, I just want to let you know that somebody went on there and said, I left a bunch of M&M bags on the face.
Are you kidding?
I had quit my service. I don't know where that popped up.
Really?
You said I left M&M bags all over the yard. No, that's a lie right there. I want that taken off.
Okay.
Yeah, and all my full reviews I had, I want them put back up.
Okay, we will do that. And I think they're still going to want to do a client interview with you, even though most everything is still the same. They probably still want to do a client interview. It takes about, probably in this case, maybe 25 minutes since, you're a former client. Would you be available for that phone call at some point today? You don't have to be in front of a computer.
Can we schedule for later? Because
If you're available today, we could do as late as 6 o'clock, or if you're looking out to another day, we could schedule tomorrow.
Well, I'd rather schedule that interview tomorrow.
That's fine. As early as 10 a.m. or as late as 6 p.m., the one exception is 3 o'clock. When that department takes a late lunch, would you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, end of the day?
End of the day, because I get out of my job at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But where am I talking from? Because I'm on Central Time. And I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
So this is Central Time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you want then, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 3 o'clock even?
5 o'clock.
Five. Okay. We'll schedule from five until six. It is a 1 hour window. The call will typically take about half that time. At 4 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at five. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite in a minute or so here. It's just going to say local splash, C C-I-E-N-G. Of course, that stands for client interview conducted in English. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, should be right at 5 or maybe a couple minutes after 5, then I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of answer any quick questions you might have, introduce you to your technician and hand it over to them. Now, one thing I wanted to check here is if we've got a security question on file, and we do not. This is something we've added. It's just for your protection, a little bit of extra security. In fact, like I said, it's a security question. So if anyone calls us, Mr. Jones, and tells us they are with L&M Masonry, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And of course, if you start getting phone calls a week or so from now when everything's back up and your website's online, if you start getting calls from anyone who is not a potential customer, and especially if they say they're local Splash or they say they're Google, they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and I'll send you my contact information too. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't answer that basically right away, that wouldn't be us, and you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay any more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us for sure. They wouldn't know that information. I am going to read a voice verification real quick just to go over that the still the same pricing, still the same package, $249 a month is all it would ever be. Now, as far as your security question goes, we've got your options as the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And then what is the answer, sir?
Swainsboro, Georgia.
You say Waynesburg?
Swainsboro. S-W-A-I-N-S-B-O-R-O, Georgia.
Gotcha. Swainsboro. There's a little bit of kind of a muffled background noise here, but I got you now. Swainsboro. S-W-A-I-N-S-B-O-R-O. I have to type it in twice. But I've got that squared away. And then for that initial investment, that $249, we do still have a card on file ending 4628. It's a Visa expiring April of 2027. Is that still an active card for you?
No, it was not.
No. Okay. On this new card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
No, it's just my first and last name.
And Murray, is that... Wife. Is that M-U-R-R-A-Y?
No, M-U-R-R-Y.
That's what I thought. That's how I have it. But I did see it in the notes with an A, just in one place, though. That's why I wanted to verify that. Everywhere else we have it spelled correctly. M-U-R-R-Y, and then Jones, of course.
That's right.
Okay. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be a Visa card.
A Visa, okay. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's going to be... But I don't want no money taken out of my account until I tell y'all. Excuse me?
And then the address on that card, that's the same address, right? The
yes.
270 Brookridge Trail? 37221. Okay. Do you want to go ahead and read?
37211.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what I said? That's what I have. 37211. I'm not sure that's probably not what I said. I think I said 221. Might have to fill my coffee cup. And then if you wanted to go ahead and read that card 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back to the end for accuracy.
4-3-9-8-0-5-6-0-9-9-1-9-8-9.
And the expiration month and year?
07-28.
07-2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
379.
I've got 379, 379 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then the card itself, Murray, was that 4143-9805-6099-1989.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So I know you're familiar with the voice verification. We did it the first time. I am required to do it again here and update your billing date to today's date. That's the 3rd of March. Everything else is still the same. That same reduced rate, even though we raised our price at the beginning of the year, you're still looking at $249 as a reduced rate, and that's a fixed rate, no matter how long you keep the service. As you remember, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. As you remember, though, it's pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Jones, this part of the call is, in fact, recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Okay.
I have that, of course, as L&M Masonry with the ampersand, not A&D spelled out. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
L&M.
L&M. And then, Murray, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Murray Jones. My title is the owner of the company.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Jones, as the owner of L&M Masonry, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Murray, for the billing information that you just provided, that Visa in your name ending 1989, you are, of course, an authorized user on that card as well, right?
Yes, when I get ready to activate it. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you still have to activate that card?
No, I have to activate my service.
You're authorized on that card. So when exactly did you want to get everything set up?
I won't tell no lie to you now. Maybe 2 weeks.
Well, we can do your client interview tomorrow. If you're looking to get things started in a couple of weeks, is it because the $249 is not available today, or you just wanted to kind of wait until you start taking the work?
Yeah. Exactly. It's not available today.
Okay. Gotcha. So you're saying it would not be available for another 2 weeks then?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now you got
it. Well, no,
like the weather breaking in that deal. I want to wait about 2 more weeks before I activate this, but I want to get everything in order so when I say I'm ready to activate, y'all
ready. That's why I was asking, because if it's just that, you know, things haven't quite warmed up enough yet and you're not really looking to take on a ton more work, I mean, I can accommodate that by pushing your next billing out 2 weeks, give you a 6-week first month, but you're also saying that you don't really want to come out of pocket today for that $249 to start things just yet.
Exactly. No, I don't want to come out of pocket.
Well, then, if we're looking out 2 weeks, and let me just kind of pull up a calendar here, that would be the 18th, or no, the 17th would be 2 weeks from today.
So 17th will fall on what date?
Monday.
18th, 19th, 20th. Can you move it out to the 21st?
21st? Okay.
Yes, sir.
We can do the 21st. It's going to be Friday. It'll be 2 weeks from this coming Friday.
Right. Okay. That's exactly what I want. Now you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I want.
And then you're still available like at 5:00. You want the client interview at 5:00 on that day?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. 5:00.
Okay. That's 21st. Okay. Yeah. Write that down. I'm also going to still send you that calendar invite, because you won't get the reminder email until an hour prior to the scheduled call. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now, and that is for the 21st, that's a Friday, 2 weeks from this coming Friday, and that's 5 p.m. Central Time, okay? So I'm sending you that calendar invite now, All right. And then I do still need to get through the voice verification here with that as your start date. Now, of course, obviously, you're the authorized holder of the card that we've got on file. We're not activating anything right now. It does say to get results as fast as possible, though. Once we do get things started here, we do ask that you are both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. It's our job to make sure that people are calling you. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons, Mr. Jones. Of course, with all of the different services that we'll be providing, all the different destinations and directories that we create for you, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not telling you you can't hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Jones, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online because customers don't come to you. We wouldn't want anyone to have your home address anyway, okay? So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to honor here, you know, keeping it still at that reduced rate, although we've sunsetted that $249, I can kind of apply it here for you since you're a former client. Of course, with the start date being the 21st and with it being month to month, this part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive, will be charged on Friday, the 21st of March, which is 2 weeks from this Friday, in the very reduced total amount. That non-refundable amount of $249 is an exact amount, meaning it will never go up. It is, of course, to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. It is a fixed rate. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included. And again, we'll be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That website, again, will be included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be scheduled to automatically renew on the 21st of the month in the exact same reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is to the penny. Now, it's a month-to-month service, of course. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. You can, in fact, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, of course, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Jones, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I agree.
That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, we'll get everything set up and squared away on the 21st. We'll process that payment around 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Your follow-up call is scheduled at 5 that Friday, the 21st. You'll receive a reminder email about 4 o'clock. And like I said, I did already send that calendar invite out to you. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your records. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. We'll be reaching back out to you around 5 o'clock on the 21st, which is in about 2.5 weeks. And if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well. I do want to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Move that that Google listing back to that first page, attach that website to it, and get your phone ringing. It's perfect timing for you. I know you do quality work, and this is the time that people are looking for a masonry contractor, so I'm excited to get that going for you. And you take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll be calling you on the 21st.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for your call, Mr. Paul Gordon.
Absolutely. My name is Paul, and I'm going to send you my contact information as well. It is the same toll-free number as our company. I've got my extension of 746 on there, and I'll send that out to you in just a second.
Okay, that'll work.
I appreciate you, Murray. Mr. Jones, you have a great rest of the day, sir. Thanks again. You take care. All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir. Bye now.